Well, I was born in Benghazi. I left when I was 12 years old. And in doing my research for the film, The Last Jews of Libya, I learned many things. One, that the Jews lived in Libya since before Roman times. And they actually tried to rebel against the Romans, but they were slaughtered. And then they lived through many other rulers. They were under the Ottoman rulers. They were under the Italian rulers. Sometimes the Italian rulers with the German influence. And the relationships were always a little bit difficult. The individual relationships sometimes were really good. Even though we have to remember that the Jews lived in Libya at least 7 centuries before the Arab conquest. So they were there from the beginning, basically. And it's a difficult story because they had a strong connection to the land. And as I was saying, you never knew. The individual Arabs could have been very helpful, and they were, and they actually went through a lot of trouble sacrificing their own lives to save some Jews, but then others would actually do the exact opposite. In the name of saving the Jews, they would actually kill them or hurt them, and you never knew when it was going to happen.
So you're a filmmaker.
Yes.
Can you tell me a bit about your work?
We found a manuscript that my mother had left behind. We discovered it right after her death, and we had no idea that she was writing it. So when I started reading it, in my mind, I thought, it is time to do something with what you left us to know. And from there, I started doing some oral histories, and then from my mother to me, my son asked me to make a film, and from me to my son, the personal story continues. And as the story went on, I understood a lot of the complexities as I was doing the research. I think the Jews of Libya would have loved to continue living in Libya, but under friendly relations. They were happy with the country, with the Arabic music and the language. The Arabic language is amazing, but it didn't turn out that way. You know, there's a great Tunisian writer by the name of Albert Memmi who said, "We would have loved to be Arab Jews, but you wouldn't let us." But that's how the film really came about. As the film developed, people kept telling me, remember, we don't want a history lesson, we want a personal story.
Did you get to meet other Arab Jewish refugees yourself? And if so, what did they tell you?
Well, of course, I met a lot of Jews who are refugees from Arab countries. As you know, there are very few left now, just basically a few in Morocco and in Tunisia. And the stories ranged from a wonderful Arab actually risked his life to help us stay alive and to get us out of the country, all the way to complete murder and some pretty unmentionable crimes as well. So it expanded the whole range.
What are your hopes for institutions like the UN to tell the stories of these refugees?
I'm very thankful that UN finally understands this issue. I hope they continue bringing these facts to the front.